Hi everyone, Sanemian here. This video isn't brought to you by any donations, because I didn't get any again today. I need your support. If not, I'll have to stop producing content for this channel in the next year or so. In the meantime, I'll probably use days where I don't get a topic to script a short section of my book as a video. If you want to sponsor a video, the PayPal and Subscribestar links are in the description. Anyways, so I was looking for more stories about women losing their lives to prove the point that they can do anything as well as a man can. And I ran into a story from a handful of years ago called Woman Trying to Prove Vegans Can Do Anything, Among Four Dead on Mount Everest. It's dumb climbing mountains where the weather can turn deadly on short notice. It's even dumber doing it while stacking the odds against your favor. Recently, an Indian woman named Pakrita Varshney became India's first vegan woman on May of 2022 to conquer Everest. She appears to have lucked out with good weather. But Maria Stridham, the vegan extraordinaire that tried to get up to the top first, was a big flop. Her and her husband Robert Gropel were climbing other mountains along with Everest, while adhering to a strict vegan diet that was their personal Everest. The article I put in the description briefly has this to say, and I quote, "It seems that people have this warped idea of vegans being malnourished and weak," Stridham said in an interview on Monash's blog. "By climbing the seven summits, we want to prove that vegans can do anything and more," unquote. Her uncle told her not to go because he had a bad feeling. But I think his concerns were not warranted. Climbing that mountain and most mountains comes down to training, but it also comes down to luck. Why malnourish and handicap yourself to prove a point? You need every single ounce of strength to get to the top, and in this case, Maria didn't even get to the top. She died near the highest base camp below. Many vegans will come out and say that they get just as many nutrients as meat eaters. But as a species, it's been impossible to be a vegan until recently, because of the deficiency of B vitamins, specifically B12. If you didn't get it, you would pretty much have all kinds of neurological conditions before we sold it in pill form. I knew a malnourished woman that was a strict vegan for 10 years. She had all kinds of digestive issues because she didn't want to harm animals. To be fair, I hated eating animal meat as a child. I was disgusted by it. As a result, I was a tiny kid until high school. I even had yellow skin in my grade 8 graduation photos with an iron deficiency, and I was pretty much anorexic because I hated all foods, but especially meat. I was so disgusted at the thought that I was eating something that was moving around and alive with feelings. But I was alright eating eggs because even as a child I understood the symbiotic relationship where humans would provide a safe home for chickens in a coop, away from predators in exchange for their eggs. Eating dairy, on the other hand, is terrible for you. Even though I had no issues eating cheese. I have zero sympathy for Maria and her husband. They knew the risks and chose to handicap themselves and push their bodies beyond the limits. Many of the same women that refuse to eat eggs on their vegan diets are getting abortions to boot. It's the highest concentration of B12 vitamins by weight if you eat those eggs, more so than meat or dairy. Another article said this about how being a vegan might contribute to her death, and I quote, "Altitude sickness can affect anyone. It's an equal opportunity offender. Vegan diets are commonly lacking in vitamin B12. This is the nutrient that allows red blood cells to carry oxygen to vital organs like the heart and brain." So although Maria was an experienced climber with a seasoned team, if she was deficient in B12, it's possible that her diet would have played some role in her death, causing a lack of oxygen to the brain. So keep sucking back those green smoothies if you want to become a frozen femsicle. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism, The War on the West. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with orange man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist. Get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon's sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to another story about a woman pushing herself to the limits, only to fail. Clown World Show. I didn't think there were any other stories about women dying while trying to climb a mountain through self-sabotage. But I guess that lightning does strike twice. I'm looking for other stories about women taking unnecessary risks and putting themselves in harm's way, only to die doing it. So if you have any of them, please share them in the comments section. While I don't believe that Marie and her husband Robert Gropel had a B12 deficiency that contributed to her death and him getting sick and having to get carried down off the mountain, I've been on a keto diet in ketosis for about 5 years now, and it means that I have fat to burn in my body. But carbs offer a more ready-to-use energy source for your body and muscles. Next thing you know, there'll be women coming out of the woodwork with the gimmick of climbing Everest on the keto vegan diet. Climbing Everest is more dangerous than taking a rocket to space. There have been over 1,000 astronauts and around 20 fatalities. But with Everest, 4,000 people have reached the summit and around 300 have died. I still think it's important to push yourself physically at least once in your life, close to the breaking point. But do it in safety so if and when you fail from physical exhaustion, you're not out in the middle of nowhere, where you collapse and die due to lack of oxygen. Regardless of what kind of diet I was on, I would pretty much be dead on top of Everest, because for whatever reason, when I jog a few miles, I get out of breath easily. No matter how much I trained, I couldn't basically run long distances. I can build up strength easily, but just not endurance. If you climb Everest, it's also about calorie intake. You need someone to remind you to eat because of a lack of oxygen, which wreaks havoc to your memory and cognitive abilities. People that do better are those that force themselves to eat even when they aren't hungry up there. Maybe Maria was more worried about her slender figure rather than survival. I don't think we'll ever know. It also wasn't until 2016 when the world's first vegan got to the top, and he was a man. So Maria and her husband were trying to accomplish something that had never been done before. Her husband Robert got to the top on May the 20th, and the first vegan to get to the top was one day before him on May the 19th. But it's sad because people are making up crazy records to beat. What's next? First transgendered person in space or first land whale on the moon? It's so crazy that the first vegan on Everest went up a second time without any equipment made of leather and other animal products, just so he could prove that it could be done. It's crazy to think that people are willing to take such irrational risks with their own lives just to save a cow. Not only did Robert not get the record by a day, and his wife died on the way back down, but he also feels guilt and responsibility for her death. Maria was also another woman whose body was taken down off the mountain. I think they need to leave some female bodies up there instead of white knighting and bringing them all down, because it would serve a good warning to all other women, vegan or otherwise, that risk their lives to go up there. But whenever I hear a story about a woman dying on a mountaintop, they're always simps ready to risk their lives to white knight for that dead woman. The Daily Mail article where Robert shares his story about his wife dying on the mountain closed its comment section. That was the first time I've ever seen a Daily Mail article close its comments. My guess is there must have been many anti-vegan and MGTOWs on there laughing and mocking the situation. And the Daily Mail didn't want to trigger poor old Robert. He thought she was going to make it down when they went from the fourth base camp down to the third. But she died of exhaustion on the way down. If only she had some steak to lift her spirits, she might be fine right now. At least they had climbed many other mountains together before this one. Unlike that recent Canadian woman that died on her first climb on a mountain which was Everest, and she died near the top. I think that's about all I got to say on this topic. The last thing I want to discuss is a survey that was done recently showing that 90% of men are now willing to date women that are in some cases 10 years older than them. Part of the reason is that women are gaining financial independence and are now no longer dependent on a man for survival. Plus, if they have more money in a relationship, they usually have the control. The younger guys are clueless and they think that the reason older women are picking them has to do with them being better communicators and in touch with women's feelings rather than older guys. I think it comes down to women's fear of dying alone, a fear that women always try and make us feel through projection. But in reality, if a woman that's 10 to 15 years older than the guy ends up with them in the long run, then odds are he's going to be the one that outlives her. So that means she won't have to die alone after all. But the chances of that happening to him are pretty good. Plus, a younger man will provide more utility value around the house, doing chores and more status because, from my experience, it's the higher quality women or those with more money that end up with the younger guys. Unless, of course, those guys are complete simps. Simps need to stand up and tell them no, and to stop supporting them. But they're so sexually thirsty that I don't blame them for it. For a so-called normal man, after a woman gets past 35 to 40, she's no longer attractive, because she's past her fertility window. Just like many women won't invest in being with a man with no resources, it's part of their instinct to do so. It's also a man's instinct to basically avoid putting their money and resources into a woman that can no longer provide offspring. Unless, of course, he's a moron in love, and has zero idea how the sexual marketplace works, and he's been sexually starved his entire life. I've said before that women used to give men lots of sex to keep us under control. Now they're keeping us thirsty because they see many of us have lost interest in women altogether, after having our thirst satiated. But a man that's never had his thirst satisfied won't care if he has to drink mud water instead of champagne. As for vegan mountain climbers, it's like we're living in Idiocracy. People have lost touch with reality. The latest example I've seen is that of a nuclear plane that resembles a cruise ship. A nuclear reactor in the sky needs to insulate the occupants of the craft from the radiation. Otherwise, they die. There is no way to shield them from that radiation in the air. The US military tried to make a nuclear-powered airplane in the 1950s, but it ran into the same problem. I'm just tired of people believing everything they see and hear in the media. The dumber the idea and the wilder the claim, the more money scammers can collect to start their companies that achieve absolutely nothing. Just like the dumber and wilder the handicap you give yourself while climbing to the top of Mount Everest, the more special you appear to be. I have zero sympathy for female vegan mountain climbers. They should be left where they die as a warning to other women. Anyways, that's it for today. If you enjoy this content, then please send me a donation for a topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women think they're just as special as men when it comes to physical ability, only to later get smashed to an icy grave by Mother Nature. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the vegan women that go hiking in the woods and are subsequently eaten by animals, even though they believe eating another living being is unethical away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.